Okay, we're up to Perek Aleph Halacha Yud. This is where we got up to. And the Rambam says the following. Ad emosai chayov lilmod Torah. Ad yomos. So the Rambam has a question and an answer. Shenemar, and the Rambam quotes a pasuk in Sefer Dvarim. It says, Upen yasuru milvavcha kol yimei chayecha. Now the word pen usually is interpreted by Chazal to refer to a lotase. And the Torah is prohibiting us from being meisir Torah milvavcha, you know, to take the Torah out of your heart, out of your mind. Says the Rambam, kol zman shelo yasok belimud, hu shocheach. If he's not going to be involved in learning on a constant basis, then he'll forget. So that's just the translation of the Rambam. What we want to study today is the following. There are really two ways to understand this Rambam, and b'chol what the subject of the Rambam is. And those two ways, those two approaches, really reflect the two dimensions of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. One dimension of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is Esek HaTorah, meaning involved in the Torah study. And the other is Yediyas HaTorah, knowledge of the Torah. And we want to know, what is the subject of this Rambam? When the Rambam says after you learn Torah until the day you die, what is he establishing here? Is he establishing something about the nature of Esek HaTorah? That Esek HaTorah is an obligation to be involved, to be dedicated to Torah study until the day you die? Or is the Rambam telling us something about Yediyas HaTorah, the knowledge of Torah? I don't know if you have any gut feeling about this, any knee-jerk response. Now, what I just want to say the following, when I just as a matter of methodology, often when I don't know how to interpret the Rambam, which way to take the Rambam, I turn to the Mefarshim to find the source for the Rambam. Where did the Rambam get it from? And if we see the original source, that might shed a light on the Rambam. So there's a very, very important sefer on Hilchos Talmud Torah called the Avodas HaMelech. His name is Rav Nochum Krakowski.
This on Talmud Torah?
Well, it's on the first book of the 14 books, on Sefer Mada. Sefer Mada has five different sections to it.
Right.
Now, keep in mind that Rav Nochum Krakowski actually published on all 14 books of the Rambam. But 13 of the 14 went up in the smoke of Auschwitz during the Holocaust. So what we have left from Rav Nochum Krakowski is only one volume, which was sent for publication before the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, came in. So that's Sefer Mada. I always say that it's such a phenomenal Sefer that you should read it on Tisha B'Av, you know, when you mourn the loss of the other 13 Sfarim that we just simply don't have. In any event, he says that the source for this Rambam is the Gemara in Shabbos, and you'll see that on the second paragraph of your page. Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Li olam al yimna adam es atzmo mibeis ha-medrash, Umi Divrei Torah, a person should not stop himself from going into the Beis Medrash, getting involved in Torah study, Afilu Bishas Misa, even to the very last moment of his life, he should be dedicated to the study of Torah. Shenemar, and he proves it from a pasuk in Parashas Chukas, it says, Zos HaTorah, Adam Ki Yomus Bi Ohel. Notice the two words in that pasuk, Torah and Yomos. So there's a relationship here in this pasuk between Torah and Misa. And what do we derive from this pasuk? Afilu b'shas Misa. Even at the very moment of the last moment of his life, Tehe Oseik b'Torah. You must dedicate yourself to Torah study. Don't raise your hands and discontinue. Don't terminate or disrupt or interrupt your Torah study even to the very, very last moment of your life. That's the Gemara of Rabbi Yonasan in Masechta Shabbos. And according to the Avodas HaMelech, that's the source of this Rambam. So I come back now to my original question, because as I said before, you can interpret this Rambam in two different directions, and I think that the source for the Rambam is going to really be Machria, which direction. Is the Rambam talking about Esek HaTorah, or is the Rambam talking about Yediyas HaTorah? What would you say?
Esek
HaTorah. That the Chiyuv Esek HaTorah is so powerful and so constant that it takes you until and including the moment of your death. That's the Avodas HaMelech. But frankly speaking, Rabosai, I'm a great fan of the Avodas HaMelech, but I don't agree with him on this point. And I'll tell you why. First of all, the Rambam, according to the Avodas HaMelech, seems to be formulating a new chiyuv. Rabbi Yonason in Masechta Shabbos is taking a moment in a person's life, focusing on it, intensifying the chiyuv Talmud Torah at that moment. And how does Rabbi Yonason know that there's one moment in time which has a very profound obligation for Torah study? Does he derive from Svara or does he derive from Apostle? Right. Zot HaTorah Adam Ki Yamut Ba'Oel. That even at the time of Misa, he should be involved in Torah. But the Rambam doesn't give you the impression that he is establishing some sort of new Chiyuv of Esek HaTorah at the time of your death. On the contrary, the Rambam starts with a question. Ad Emasai Chayav Lilmot Torah. Ad Emasai means... The Rambam is not establishing a chiv at a specific moment. He's saying the chiv that we've established until now, right? The Rambam has spoken about a chiv, and now he's telling you, in order to fulfill that chiv, how far do you have to go? He's setting up a shiur, in a sense, a barometer for how to test your ability to have completed that mitzvah. Also, if the Rambam's source was Rabbi Yonason, I should have anticipated the Rambam saying Shenemar. You know, the Rambam should have quoted his source, a pasuk in Chumash. The Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah, the first couple of halachas that we studied in depth, establishes three or four different chiyuvim, each one Shenemar, based on a pasuk in the Torah. The Rambam quotes the pasuk Limadet Tamosim as Bneichem. He has Vishinantom Livanecha. He has the pasuk of Ushmartem Lasosam. He has the pasuk of Vayisa Boyom of Alayla. All the psukim. The Rambam is not afraid to quote psukim. On the contrary, if the Rambam wants to establish a chiyuv, he should pin it down to a shenema. That's why I would suggest another way of going. There's a brisa in Avos Rabbi Nosson, that's the next paragraph on your page, at the end of Perek Chav Dalet. Kashin divrei Torah liknosam kikli zehuvim zahavim. He says it's difficult to establish divrei Torah as a kinyan. What does a kinyan mean?
Acquisition.
You know, to acquire Torah. Because you have to make it so solid and so durable that it's like a gold kli. You know, a very hard metal substance. But on the other side, paradoxically, nochim li avdom, it's easy to lose Torah, kikli zechuchit, like a glass cup. What happens if you have a piece of glass and it just tops, you know, it extends beyond the tabletop? It shatters into pieces. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, divrei Torah shenasati lochem, Imatem Mishamrim Oso Tov. If you'll guard the Torah that I've given you, good. V'im lav ani notel es nafshechem. If you don't protect the Torah, then you're worthy of death. Shenemar Raki Sharmalcha Ushmar Nafshecha Miod Pentishkach es advarim asharo einecha upen yasuru milvavcha kol yemei chayecha. Which words in this source, in this price and obviously have nothing seem to indicate that this would be Lefianius Daitenu, the real, right, correct source for the Rambam?
It's an
exact pasuk. Now tell me what's the subject, the motif of this brisa in Avos Rabbi Nosson? How would you give it a title?
Zman.
What dimension of Talmud Torah is being addressed here? Yediyas HaTorah. And Yediyas HaTorah means you've got to preserve it. You know, it's not it's easy to flip through sugyas in Shas, but it's not easy to guard them and preserve them. That's kashim l'knosam. You want to make a kinyan on Torah that it's yours. That's difficult. That's challenging. And on the flip side, it's so easy to lose the Torah that you have if you don't guard it carefully. It's like a glass that breaks into so many pieces. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and commands you in a separate pasuk not to be careless about Torah. Pentishkach es advarim. That's exact pasuk that the Rambam is quoting. Asher yasur pen yasur milvavcha. What's the flip side of Yediyas HaTorah? What's the antonym? Shichachas HaTorah. Shichachas HaTorah comes under a violation. Pen yasur milvavcha. And that's the subject of the Rambam. The only thing is, you'll ask me the following question. If that's the subject of this Rambam, so why does he say Emosai? And why does he say Ad Yom Moscha? And how does the concept of the constancy of learning that takes you until and including the moment of your death, how does that relate to or connect to this isur of Shichas HaTorah and the mitzvah of Shmiras HaTorah? So in the source of the Avodah Samelech, everything's great. Because the Avodah Samelech quotes Rabbi Yonason and Shabbos, who in turn quotes the Pasuk Zos Chukas HaTorah, Adam Kiyomis for Ohel. And the whole subject of Rabbi Yonason is that you have to be Osek B'Torah constantly until the day you die. So I understand that the Rambam, if he's based on that source, till the day you die. But if we're going to base the Rambam on Avos Rav Nosson, the subject of which is Shmiras HaTorah and Zechiras HaTorah and Yediyas HaTorah and Chas V'Shalom not to forget the Torah, then Shmiras HaTorah, what does that have to do with Ad Yom Moscha? What's the answer? Look at the Rambam again. I think the answer is right there in the Rambam.
It's giving you an etzah and as to how to get a yediyah. You have to do it until the day you die. If you're not osik at that point, then you're going to
die. Right. And which words of the Rambam now become critical? The Rambam himself offers an explanation to this din of Ad Yom Moscha. Kol zman shelo yasof belimud hu shokhach. Here's the Rambam's rule of thumb. There's only one way of guaranteeing that we don't forget the Torah we learned. The Rambam says, continuous learning without a hefsek. You interrupt your learning, and that already engenders shichach.
What does it say? It needs to be continuous and not a hefsek.
Kol zman shelo yasok belimud, if he's not osik in his learning, hu shokhach. And the Rambam is holding now that that's a guarantee. Is memela if kol zman shu lo lomed hu shokhach, then he's got to be lomed and osik b'torah until the very day he dies. What do you say, Gabe?
Kol yimei chayecha.
Then the Rambam is saying kol yimei chayecha, meaning until the day you die, and including the day you die. What would happen if at the last day of your life, you stop learning? What would that engender? Shichacha. And then you're in trouble. But the only thing that bothers me is that if you take a look in the Mishnah in Avos, and the Mishnah in Avos attacks head on this pasuk pen yasur milvavcha, that's the Rambam's pasuk, it says yachal afilu tokfa lov mishnaso. Let's say you forget Talmud lomar pen yasuru milvavcha. So here's my question. What is the subject of Pen Yasur Milvavcha? Is that Pasuk telling me to do something, what I call Kuvase, to be active? Or is that Pasuk an isur telling me not to do something, right? We could take all the mitzvahs of the Torah and put them into two categories. There are isurim and there are kiyumim. The isurim are achieved or protected by non-action, and the mitzvahs are fulfilled with action, by doing something. When you read the Mishnah in Avos, what are we talking about? Are we talking about passivity? Or are we talking about action?
The Rambam considers action chayav.
But that's not the impression you get for the Mishnah in Avos. And I see a discrepancy here, which I think Menachem was pointing out very well. If I have the Mishnah in Avos, I'm talking about forgetting the Torah actively. The Rambam is saying, lo yafsik milimudo, because if he's not osek bilimudo, who shokheach? So the Rambam is saying that if you passively terminate your learning, interrupt your learning, you're going to forget. The Mishnah in Avos seems to say something totally different. That you're in violation of pen yasur milvavcha if you are maser, you actively cause yourself to forget.
Well, maybe what the Rambam is saying is that it's considered actively, that if someone refrains from learning, it's considered that they're actively removed.
Excellent. Since the Rambam has a rule that calls man shelo yasok belimudu shokheach, then if you stop your learning, according to the Rambam, what you are doing, to use the lashon of the Mishnah in Amos, is you're being meisir Torah milibo. It's an active hasara. You can actively be meisir Torah milibo by non-action. Because calls man shelo osek, hareyu shokheach. Now, the Rambam guarantees us that if you stop your learning, you're going to forget. And therefore, you have done something to cause forgetfulness. And therefore, you're in violation of this issa. So, let's look at the paragraph, Yesh Lachkar. And now I think we're ready to answer this question. What is Shichas HaTorah, according to the Rambam? Is it just a bitul kiyum mitzvahs yediyas HaTorah? Or is it an avera? Are you doing something bekumvaseh? Or are you just being mevatel akiyum of yediyah of mitzvahs yediyah satorah? The Mishnah of us clearly is talking about an avera. And the Mishnah says that you're going to be punished for that avera. So we're talking about an avera bekumvaseh. Pen yasur milvavcha. Pen yasur milvavcha means meser Torah milibo. The Rambam, on the other hand, is talking about a bitul kiyum mitzvah of yediyah satorah. And the Rambam says, how are you mevatel that kiyum of yediyas haTorah? By stopping, interrupting your learning. Because kol zman shelo yasek b'limud hu shokheach. And that's the presentation that we said is, it looks like on the surface of it, a contradiction, a collision between the Rambam and the Mishnah in Avos. But the answer might be, no. The Rambam also is talking about an avera. Because when you stop learning, which guarantees that you're going to forget your learning, that itself is an avera of pen yasur milvavcha. And frankly, I thought that was good pshat in the Rambam, except for one problem. Look at the opening five words in the Rambam, and what impression do you get? Are we talking about a kiyum, or are we talking about an iser?
Sounds a kiyum.
I'd able to say chayav l'olam Torah. There's no better giveaway in language for a kiyum or a positive asay than the word chayav. I'd able to say chayav l'olam Torah. But again, I'm not sure if that makes it a problem. Maybe what the Rambam is saying is that within the context of the chiyuv of yediyas haTorah, that chiyuv engenders an obligation to learn even until and including the day of your death. The Rambam then quotes the pasuk pen yasur milvavcha, and he adds a lo taseh, a negative dimension here. As far as the chiyuv Talmud Torah that we've discussed in the first nine halachas of Hilchas Talmud Torah, that chiyuv engenders an ongoing mitzvah of learning in order to achieve yediyas haTorah, and includes even the day you die. But the Rambam also quotes upen yasur milvavcha, telling us that there's a lo taseh here, because if he decides actively to terminate his learning, he has violated pen yasur milvavcha. And then I can promise you, says the Rambam, because kol zman sheino lomed hu shokheach. Now I want to ask you a different question. And here we're going to go way beyond this Rambam. I want to put this pasuk of Pen Yisur Milvavcha into a broader perspective. If you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchas Melachim, he says the following: Perek Gimel Halacha He, HaMelech Osur Lishtos Derech Shikrus. A king in Israel is enjoined from drinking too much. Excessive drinking is not acceptable for a melech b'Yisrael. I don't know what the Rambam would say on Purim. What does the melech do on Purim? I don't know. If he goes here, then if he drinks on Purim, he'll really endangering his position as the king. Eliyeh osek b'Torah u'b'tzarcha Yisrael b'yom u'v'layla. The king is too dedicated, his time is too precious, to Torah and Tzarcha Yisrael to allow himself to get drunk. And then the Rambam says in Halacha Vav that just like he shouldn't get involved in excessive drinking, v'chein lo yeh shatuf b'noshim, he shouldn't be too involved with the women folk. Meaning, have too many wives and things like that. He says, "Afil lo hoysel ol achas," and even if he only has one wife, the queen herself, lo yeh matzui etzla tamid. He shouldn't be, living or associating with her constantly. Kishara tipshim. The Rambam is giving a plug here to those who have nothing to do with their lives except, levalot zman im aisha, to spend his time with his wife. And now the Rambam quotes a pasuk. Here I wanted to show you. This is where I got very fascinated by this Rambam. The Rambam says, "Shenemar." Lotitein lenoshim chelech. That's a pasuk in Mishlei. Al hasoras libo hikpida Torah. If he distracts himself from the study of Torah, shenemar v'lo yosur levavo. And then the Rambam says something very dramatic. He says shalibo, the lave of the melech, who lave kol kahal Yisrael. It's really, in truth, the heart that pulsates for the entire people of Israel, the whole community of Israel. Lefichach, therefore, Dovko Akosuv B'Torah, the lave of a melech should be Dovuk B'Torah, Yeser Misharom, Shenemar, Kol Yemei Chayech. Now, the Rambam establishes that he shouldn't be Mar Ben Noshim because the Torah enjoins the melech lo yosur levavo, and obligates the melech to be dovak b'torah, he should be osik b'torah b'tzarchei tzibur, yom v'layla. And therefore he shouldn't be involved in women too much, excessively. So let me ask you this question. Is the Isur of Hasaras Lev, as formulated here in the third parak in Hilchos Melachim, is that a universal Isur that applies to every member of the Jewish community? Or is it a unique obligation that applies to only one person in Klal Yisrael? What impression do you get?
Both.
Where do you see both? He says, "Hamelech osur lishtos derech shikrus," and he invokes the and v'lo yel shotu b'noshim. He invokes the pasuk of lo yasser levavo. It sounds like who is he addressing here?
Well, the beginning is just the king. The pasuk lo yasser levavo is also just the king.
Also, just the king, right? It's a pasuk in Dvarim Yud Zayin, right? That's the parsha of the king, of the melech, the dini melech. So it would seem to me that the Rambam is formulating a special din, a special isur that applies to a melech. What do you say, Gabe?
Even though the psukim are so similar.
Say it again.
Even though the psukim are so similar, any
isur. I can't hear you. The something.
Even though the psukim are so similar.
Psukim, right? Psukim are similar, but yet different. Our pasuk of Pen Yisur Milvavcha Kol Yemeichecha addresses all of Klal Yisrael, but the pasuk of Lo Yosur Levavo addresses the Melech. But Rabosai, I found an interesting halach in the Rambam. Did you want to say something?
Wait, what was the question? That maybe here only respond.
No, I'm not asking a question. I'm just saying that what we have so far is we have two psukim that are very, very similar. One pasuk is addressing all of Klal Yisrael and establishing a chiv yediyah satorah, which requires a constant learning, so that you don't forget. That's what we call shmirah satorah. And there's another pasuk that's awfully similar, but addresses the melech and only the melech.
Right, so maybe it's like those examples where we add another Isser to
correct
more.
The Melech, in addition to be part and parcel of the general populace, and in that context has the Isser of Hasaras Torah Milibo, we're going to be even more machmir on him, yeah. And we're going to add another Isser Shaloye Shatuf Benoshim. Because on that level of Libo Lev Klal Yisrael, he's going to violate that if he's too involved and dedicated to socializing with his wife. But now I want to show you another Rambam. And here we're already beyond Melech. The Rambam in Hilchas Deos says the following. This is in the last paragraph on your page. Perakei Hilchas Deos, Afal Pisha Ishto Shol Adam Muteres Lo Tamud. Roy lo l'tamid chacham sheyanhig atzmo b'kedusha v'lo yehei ketarnagol. I don't know why this is based on a Gemara that says that Tarnagol is somehow they're into the constant male-female thing. Elmi lele Shabbos lo lele Shabbos im yesh bo koch, once a week. Now let me ask you a question. The Rambam just said that a melech is not to be overly dedicated to time with his wife. Now the Rambam is saying that that goes beyond the melech. Who else is included in this kind of an Isser? The Talmud Chacham. So now we have three categories. We have the general populace, and that's the Rambam here in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud of Hilchas Talmud Torah. We have the melech, and that's the Perek Gimel Hilchas Melachim. He also has an Isser. A very severe Yisr on top to boot of Hasaras Libo, and his lave is the lave of all of Klal Yisrael. And now we have the Rambam Hilchas Deos that adds another dimension here, and that is that the Talmud Chacham has a special chiyuv of being dedicated to his Torah study. And you might argue, well, maybe the Rambam in Hilchas Deos is giving us a Kedusha kind of thing. You know, it's not a strict halacha, it's levels of sanctity. You know, this is a higher level. Well, I don't think so, because you look at the Rambam Hilchas Ishus, and the Rambam establishes that the ona, which is the frequency of relations, of intimate relations between a husband and wife, he says, Talmidei Chachamim onasam pam achas b'Shabbos. Now, if the Rambam in Hilchas Deos was just advocating a kind of higher level of Kedusha...
It says Rav.
What do you say?
Rambam here says Rav.
Rov?
Rov. It's Rav al Talmud.
Right, but what I'm asking is when the Rambam says Roylo l'tamid chacham sheyadig atzu v'kedusha, does that have halachic implications?
No, that doesn't seem like it's halachic.
But what do you do then with the Rambam and Ishus? Because the Rambam and Ishus is dealing with the mitzvah of Hona.
Well, yeah, that's also a suggestion for it.
I don't think so. I'll tell you why it's not a suggestion, because who's the boss on Hona? Does anybody know?
The woman
herself. That's part of Shertzus Viona, that a woman has a right to demand Ona. If there was no obligation upon the Talmud Chacham to be Noe Kedusha Biatzmo, then I don't know how that would undermine the Chiyuv Ona. What I'm suggesting is that the Rambam Hilchas Deos is not just what we call Eitzah Tova Kamashmal, you know, Kedoshim to you, strive for higher levels of religiosity and so on. That wouldn't trump his chiyuv of ona, which is formulated by the Torah, and the Ram dedicates a whole parak in Hilchos Ishus to the rights of a woman to demand ona. So it seems like this is more than just, you know, roi, like you say. You know,
what do you do with that, Masha?
Yeah, I don't know. That's an excellent question. That's a good question. That's a good point.
Well, who's this coming from? Like, how do you reach that level of
roi?
What's machayev?
What's
machayev? What's machayev? As the king has special
right. So that's what I want to address. So I'm going to quote to you a Rambam in Hilchas Avel, and I apologize, I wasn't able to, I didn't have the time to photocopy you, but it's a pretty quick Rambam, if I can find it, of course. Just 1 second. Yeah, Perek Yudal and Halacha Tes. And here the Rambam addresses the question of how many people should attend a funeral. Okay, because people are busy, and especially the Talmidei Chachamim and yeshiva students, they're busy learning. So what should we do about this? And this is a sugya in Masechet Ksuvos. Where is the sugi? I think it's on Yud-Zayin. On Yud-Zayin Amid Beis. Okay? So the Rambam says the following. Mevadlin Talmud Torah lo'otzas ha-mes. So you stop learning to go to a funeral. Ba'medvar ma'murim kishe'ein lo kol tzarka. If there's not enough of participation in the funeral, then when mevatel talmud avol yesh lo kol tzarka, if there are already enough people going to the funeral attending, and the dignity of the dead is being served, ein mevatlin. Good. So we have some halacha of yesh lo kol tzarka. Okay, we'll leave it in a vague term right now. Then the Rambam says, Talmid chachamim shemes. Afilu hoya imo ad shishim ribu, up to 600,000 mevatlin talmud torah l'otzasa. That's way beyond kol tzarka. Kol tzarka, maybe you need a quorum, a minion. You have to get bury the dead and say kaddish. Hayu shishim ribu, ein mevatlin. Even for the sake of a Torah scholar, up to 600,000. Can you imagine? I was once at a funeral of Moshe Feinstein, Zichron Levracha, in Yerushalayim. I think they estimated that there were 400,000 people at the funeral. But the Rambam is talking about a case now where there's 600,000. Had 600,000, okay. Says the Rambam, if you had 600,000, ain't mevatel. So you don't have to be 600,001. You stay and learn. But says the Rambam, about the Talmud Chacham who died, im haya melamed Torah l'acherim. He wasn't just interested in his own learning, but he taught Torah. Ein lo shir, elo mevatlim hakol lahotzos. Everybody goes, even beyond 600,000. Fascinating Rambam. The Rambam here differentiates between your classic Talmud Chacham and a Talmud Chacham who teaches Torah. It's based on the Gemara Ksubis. Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Rav Sheshes Omar Netilasa Kinesinasa. When the Torah is being taken away from us, just like the Torah is given to us, Ma Nesinasa B'Shishim Ribu, Af Netilasa B'Shishim Ribu. V'hani Mili Deman Dekari V'Tani, says Rashi, someone who learned Avol Adayin Lo Shana L'Talmidim, he didn't teach his students. Avol Eman Demasni L'Acherim, if he taught Torah to others, Lesle Shi'ura, there's no ceiling, there's no limit. Why? Because he was Moser Torah. Now I want to suggest the following. This is my idea. That the Rambam has a din in Melech, that the Melech should not be Shatuf Im Nashim, Pen Yosur Milibo, he's got to be dedicated to the Torah, Davik the Torah. Then the Rambam has a halach of Talmidei Chachamim that they too have to be careful about not exceeding the limit on how much time they spend with their wives, right? With their wife. Perhaps one could understand that there are different levels of a Talmud Chacham. The highest level of Talmud Chacham is Man Dekari V'Tani. He's involved not just in his own learning, but in L'Lamed L'Acherim. Such a Talmud Chacham, since he's teaching Torah to others, has the same din as a Melech. Why? Because the Rambam says the din of a Melech is because Libo, his lev Kol Yisrael. Maybe the Rambam holds that a Talmud Chacham, again, I have to just push one thing in, that when the Rambam says Talmud Chacham, he's talking about someone who teaches, okay, that's going to be the issue here. But if that be the case, perhaps you can accept that when the Rambam has a unique obligation, not only on a Melech, but even on a Talmud Chacham, he's talking about a Talmud Chacham whose lev is the lev of Klal Yisrael.
So,
to answer your question, what's the Mechayah? You know what I'm saying? Why? Because he has no special status. And if he has no special status, but then you have to understand, then you have to do a study throughout the Rambam, which I didn't do, and see when does the Rambam use the word Talmud Chacham to mean someone who teaches, and when does the Rambam employ that term for someone who studies but doesn't teach.
Yeah,
from the Russian, it seemed like he was saying that the Talmid Chacham is losing, is weak because he's just going, not because he's...
He's weak? Physically weak?
Is that what he needed?
Yeah, that's right.
No, im yesh bo koch means that as if at least he has the koch for once a week. You know, the Rambam seems to imply that maybe he won't even be able to achieve that minimum, if I understand correct. Yeah, Torah Matesh is kochu shalad. Where is that, in Deis?
The second
to
last line of your Marmonos.
Right. So why does the Rambam need Midnesh Talmud Torah Machlish Matish Kochan? Why not just say that that he's obligated in the mitzvah of Pen Yisur Milvavcha? He has a special chiyuv. The Rambam doesn't have to invoke Matish Kochan. That's I hear. It's a good question. You hear what he's asking? Why does the Rambam need the weakness element? Why didn't the Rambam just say, well, maybe because the nature of his chiyuv is irreconcilable with the classical chiyuv ono. Now, his chiyuv as a Talmud Chacham is clashing, is colliding with the classical chiyuv that applies to every person vis-a-vis his wife of ono. And in that clash, the kosav shlishi shiachriya beinehem, when you put those two together, is the koch that he has. And if we assume he's living up to the standards of what the Torah requires in Limud Torah, then it's likely to assume that it's Toshash Kocho, if he's really, really totally dedicated to his learning. Okay, now we want to go on to Halacha Yud Aleph. And here, if you don't mind passing this around, we'll see in the 10 minutes that we have if we can cover the Rambam. The Rambam is the fourth source on your page. I gave some sources for the Rambam. We'll get to them, B'li Neder. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, which is the very next Rambam that we're up to, V'chayav l'shalesh es zman l'midaso. How would you translate the word l'shalesh? To divide into three parts, correct? L'shalesh es zman l'midaso. I don't know if there's an actual word in English that translates l'shalesh. It's interesting that the Hebrew language has a word that the English language doesn't have. I don't know what other languages. Does anybody know any other languages? Is there a way of saying l'shalesh in Russian? Or no, it's very fascinating. That I have a feeling this... Anyway, let's not get off on a tangent. Fine. V'chayev l'shalesh esman l'midos. Shlish b'tor shebichsav. Ushlish b'tor shebal peh. Ushlish yovin v'yaskil achris dovar mireshisom. Now, Rabosa, we're gonna have to get into this piece by piece. I'm just going to give you a very vague kind of interpretation of the Rambam. Torah Shebal Peh is what we call Mishnah. That's the second third. And the third third of Yavin V'Yaskil is what we call Torah Shebal Peh, what we call Shas. Okay. Again, Rabosa, I'm just saying it on the surface level. Now, the source for the Rambam is the Gemara in Kiddushin, which is at the top of your page. You see that? Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Li'olam Yeshalesh Shnosov Shlish B'Mikra Shlish B'Mishnah Shlish B'Talmud. Which, in its original formulation, means that if I'm going to live 90 years, I divide up into three sections of 30. So the Gemara right away attacks that. Mi Odea Kamachai, you have any guarantee that you're going to live to the age of 90? And with your marbles. Lo tzricha liyomi. So the Gemara reinterprets from Yeshua ben Chananya, and it means that your day, every one of your days, each one of your days should be divided into three parts. Even though you don't know if you'll live through the day, but that's...
One day.
I don't know if anyone says one day. Maybe there is such a pshat.
They're saying switch the word year for day.
Yeah.
So if you were to go search the word...
In other words, Yeshalish Yome, he should be Meshalish his days.
Instead of Yeshalish Nosav, you should be Yeshalish Yome.
Not his years, but his days.
Yeah, I thought that was...
So each one of his days, I think he should be Meshalish. That's I think, the classical understanding.
But in the original understanding...
All right, Menach, we'll pick this up a little later. I just, only because we have 10 minutes, I wanted to get to a certain point here, okay? Now take a look at the next Gemara in the same daf. Tana Rabbanan v'shinantam sheyu divrei Torah mechudadim beficha. You know, you really have a sharp knowledge of your Torah. Sheim yishal lecha adam davar. Somebody asks you a question. Al tegam game v'tomer lo. Don't start, you know, fidgeting and you're mumbling. Yeah, maybe, who knows? Ela emolo miyat. You know, you should have an immediate answer in your back pocket. Now I want to fast forward to the Gemara Menachos Daf Tzadik Tes. It's a very, very famous Gemara. I think we've already discussed it in the past. Shaul ben Doma. Ben Doma was the nephew of Rabbi Shmuel. As Rabbi Shmuel, he asked his uncle. Kigona ni. Ben Dom is describing himself. Shalamadati kol haTorah kula. That's pretty amazing, right? Again, he didn't have all the svarim that we have, so that was a joke. Mahu lilmod chachma yavanis. Now I can dedicate myself to the study of Greek philosophy. That was the philosophy of the time, right? And Plato and Aristotle. I'm potter for the mitzvah Torah. I achieved it all. I know it all, right? Karlov Hamikra Zen, Rabbi Shmuel responded, Lo Yomush Sefer Torah Zen Mipicha V'Gisabo Yomam V'Layim. And basically, Rabbi Shmuel is telling him that even if you studied Kol HaTorah Kula, you're still chayav in the midst of Talmud Torah. It doesn't alleviate you, because there are two dimensions to Talmud Torah. Number one is Yedias HaTorah, and number two is Limud or Esek HaTorah. Although you may have fulfilled the midst of Yedias HaTorah, I'll grant you that much, but you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah Esek HaTorah or Limud HaTorah. That mitzvah is constant. And now the Rambam says, and in the context of that mitzvah of, well, again, now we have two dimensions to the mitzvah, right? So we have Esek HaTorah and we have Yedias HaTorah. So when we talk about Shilush, which is Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, once again, we have to raise the issue, which direction are we going? Is Shilush a halacha in Limud HaTorah? Now, this is the, shall we say, the daily dosage or the daily curriculum of Torah study. It's got to cover A, B, and C, all three branches, all three disciplines of the Torah. Or no, we're not talking about your constant Asek in Torah. That's not the subject. The subject of Shilush and the goal of Shilush is Yedias HaTorah. If you want to achieve Yedias HaTorah, says Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, I have the recommendation for you. You can only achieve Yedias HaTorah if you touch on all three areas of Torah until you master them. Okay. So if you take a look on the bottom of your page one, Yesh Lachkar b'yisod hach dina d'shilush zman l'midosa. Is it a din in chovas limud? Every day is mechayev you in Talmud Torah v'gisa v'yom v'layla. And you have to be, and that time period that you dedicate on a daily basis to Torah should require that you touch all three bases and give equal time to both this, that, and the other, all three areas. Or another possibility is this has nothing to do with your daily dosage of Torah and dedicating an intervals of Torah study on a daily basis. This reflects the mitzvah v'shinantam. And what's v'shinantam? V'shinantam is Yediyas HaTorah, that if somebody asks you a question, you'll have the answer without hesitating. That mitzvah Yediyas HaTorah requires that you master all three disciplines, all three branches of Torah. On the other hand, the Gemara Menachos of Ben Doma, that addresses the mitzvah of Limud Torah, that even if you know Kol HaTorah Kula, you've already achieved Yedias HaTorah, you have a constant mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, of Esek HaTorah, that continues even beyond Yedias HaTorah. So maybe in that context of a daily mitzvah of Esek HaTorah, to be Koveya Min Hayom Min Halayla, you've got to cover all three bases. Rabbosai, what's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina between saying that this is the prescription for your daily learning of Torah? That's the way you achieve and implement Esek HaTorah. Or this is a recommendation to achieve Yedias HaTorah. Take a look at the Emes Liakov. You'll see where I'm trying to lead you. This is Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. It's number Zion.
Wouldn't it be once you have Yedias and you no longer have to learn for your day?
Excellent. First off, community would be, what if you have Yedias HaTorah? So then maybe this whole Alok of Shilish falls apart. What other nafkamina? What would be about? Look at Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. It's number Zion on your page. Im yilmad shlish ha-mikra, osan ha-parshios b'chol yom. What if daily he has his favorite parshas? You know, he loves this area of the Torah. And daily, day after day, for the rest of his life, he keeps going over the same parshas. And by the way, it sounds like a wild mitzvah, but it's not. There are people who really have their favorite book of the Torah, and or their favorite Masechet and Shas, and they can constantly go over it and over and over it. What would you say? Would you be yotzei the mitzvah, the chiyuv of Shilush, of Rabbi Yeshua, if you repeated the same Torah daily in all these three branches?
What's Shilush?
What do you say?
What's the Shiva guys don't go over Nach? They always go over Torah time and time again.
Okay, I can think of one yeshiva that I know of in Israel, a very popular yeshiva. I don't think we have any students from there. I mean, we're not popular there, but they're popular, and they spend their time on Tanakh a lot. They have a whole institute for the study of Tanakh. It's not Tanakh, by the way, is coming. It, you know, is having a resuscitation. I don't know what word to use. We're both saying nobody sees where I'm going with this. Oh, if it's a mitzvah of Eisek HaTorah. And in the context, in the framework of my Eisek HaTorah, I have to cover all these three bases, even if I repeat daily for the rest of my life the same three limited area, you know, piece, but each one respectively reflects a different area. Would that be okay? If it's a mix of Eisek HaTorah, why not? If Eisek HaTorah requires I touch three bases on a daily basis, that's exactly what I did. But if the mitzvah is what? Yediyas HaTorah. And he knows his one parak in Shmuel Beis, or he knows his one, you know, one daf of Gemara and Masechet B'choros, he knows it inside out, that he hasn't fulfilled his mitzvah Yediyas HaTorah.
Is Rav Yaakov comments the argument on Rambam?
Oh, beautiful. That's my har. Rav Yaakov says that you could be yotzei this mitzvah of Shilush if you go over the same Torah daily for the rest of your life. It's against the Rambam. The Rambam holds that this halach of Shilush is halach in Yediyas HaTorah. How do I know it? From halach Yid Beis. Take a look, number Hey, and with this we'll conclude. The Rambam says in halach Hey, Bamed Varmamurim, when does this halacha requirement of Shilush apply? That's only B'tchilas Talmudo Shel Adam, when he's at the beginning of his career in Torah. He doesn't have to go over the same Tanakh. He already won the Chidona Tanakh, right? He knows Mishnayos backwards and forwards. For he knew it for his bar mitzvah. Then says the Rambam, Yikra be'itim mizumanim Torah shebichsav v'direi Shmua. Let him review his Tanakh and his Mishnah is from time to time. But, says Ram, Yifne kol yomav l'talmud bilvad. If it's halacha in Eisek HaTorah yom yom, in your daily dosage, then how could the Rambam drop the ball on Shilush as soon as you reach the level of Kshiyag Dil Torah? The Rambam obviously holds that this is not a din in Eisek HaTorah yom yom. It's not a halach in setting up your daily dosage and curriculum for Torah learning, but rather this is halach in Yediyas HaTorah. And that's why you drop the ball once you don't need it anymore. It's a good recommendation in his early stages of learning, but now he's advanced. He's got Torah Shebichsav in his back pocket. He's got his Mishnayos in his other back pocket. Now he can dedicate himself to Talmud, and that's it. According to Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, this is not halach in Yediyas HaTorah at all. It's halach in his daily dosage. But I do think that Rav Yaakov has a friend amongst the Rishonim, if not the Rambam, and that's Rabbeinu Tam. Take a look at number Vav on your page, Tosfos and Kiddushin, says that Rabbeinu Tam raised the question, how do we get away with it? Do you know anyone who splits his time into three? Ask your Rebbe, I don't know what shirim you're in, ask the Rosh Yeshiva, ask Rabbi Sachs, do you split your time into three different things? Right? So he may say, well, I hold like the Rambam. Right? So that's good. But Rabbeinu Tam has a different answer. Rabbeinu Tam says, Anu somchim, how do we rely and get away with it that we don't dedicate ourselves to implement this mitzvah of Shilush? He says, Anu somchim, ahad yamina b'sanhedrin. The Gemara says, why is Talmud Bavli called Talmud Bavli? Because it's b'lula, b'mikra, b'mishnah, u'b'gemara. The Gemara's Bavel Bolo Mikulam. Could this Rabbeinu Tam be holding like the Rambam that the purpose of Shilush is Yediyas HaTorah? Impossible. I'll tell you why. I don't know how many psukim there are in Tanakh. Somebody would be able to tell me. I don't know. I'm sure there's a calculated number. But they're not all in the Shas Bav. Bavli has a large number of psukim, but doesn't have all of them. There are plenty of parshiyos in Tanakh that don't appear in Shas. So if Rabbeinu Tam allows us to get away with the halacha of Shilush and fulfill that requirement through Bavli, because it's Blula Bakol, then he cannot be maintaining that the halacha of Shilush is Yediyas HaTorah. There's no way, no how that you can achieve Yediyas HaTorah by studying Talmud Bavli. What can you achieve? A daily dosage of Esek HaTorah, which touches on all these three bases. See, in the baseball field of Shilush, there are only three bases. You can touch on all those three bases, even if you study Shas Bavli and only Shas Bavli. And now we can appreciate Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, that even if I repeat the same parak in Tanakh that I love on a daily basis, from now until death do its part, I have fulfilled my chiyuv of Shilush. Rav Bosu have two different ways and approaches to the mitzvah of Shilush.
Even if you learn Parsha every day?
Well, no, I'm saying one third of your learning is Parsha. But choose your parsha.
Yeah, but
you like parshas Lech Lecha, Lama Zogu. You like, you're a big fan of Lech Lecha, right? So you learn Lech Lecha daily, one third of each day of your Talmud Torah, for the rest of your life.
Right.
Says Rav Yaakov, you have fulfilled that shlish
right,
of Shilush.
Rav Yaakov has to hold like Rabbeinu Tam, right?
He must be holding like Rabbeinu Tam.
And Rabbeinu Tam says that Gemara is listed into three parts, which means that you're not getting
full. I mean, it's not one third, one third, one third. Is that what you're saying?
No, meaning what? That you're getting more than a third. If you're learning a third, right? Third Gemara, third Mishnah, third Gemara. Well, according to Rabbi Yaakov, the Gemara is not really a third Gemara because it's comprised of Mishnah and Chumash. So you're getting more of the other two and less.
Right, right. In other words, you're saying it's not equal proportion.
Not
you know, even the Shilush. I'm sorry, even if it's Bolam and Akol, it's not divided into three equal parts. So I'm spending most of my time.
If you're going to say Gemara is completely Gemara, then you could learn a third of Gemara. But once you're saying Gemara comprised of other things, then you're learning more than a third of Chumash because you're learning a third plus whatever you're learning.
No. Rabbeinu Tam is saying all you have to do on a daily basis is study Shas Bavli.
Right, but
no, that's all.
Gemara.
No, Rav Yaakov's asking a different question. Rav Yaakov's asking. Let's say you're not ready for Shas Bavli yet. How do you fulfill your mitzvah of Shilush? So Rav Yaakov recommends that you take your favorite parsha in the Torah and repeat it over and over again. And then you've been yotzei that shlish of Torah. Okay, Rav Osai, we'll stop here. If you get a chance, take a look at Rav Schwab, which is number 9, and see if you can figure out how he understood the halakha of Shilush. Okay, then?